Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
With the pomp and circumstance of the opening week of the legislative session behind us, it's time to get down to business, and job one for our team is to kill the bad bills. Unfortunately, there are lots to choose from. So far, we've identified at least 16 bills that would negatively impact families and children, religious liberty, or school choice. Since we operate exclusively from a Judeo-Christian perspective, this is the lens through which we evaluate whether a bill is good, bad, or neutral. So far, all the bad bills are still in drafting, but they'll be introduced soon, and there could be others that are currently hidden behind innocuous-sounding bill titles. At this point, 10 of the 16 bad bills belong to Senator Ryan Lynch from Butte, and 6 of the 10 would increase access to abortions. LC 602 would codify abortion access in Montana law, and 604 would level civil penalties against anyone who interferes with access to abortion facilities. LC 603 would establish the Montana Reproductive Act, and while the exact language is not yet available, the title would indicate that the senator intends to bring the same dangerous reproductive health policies being passed in places like California and New York to Montana. LC 601 is more specific. That bill would provide for comprehensive sex, gender, and sexuality education in Montana public schools. We've seen this bill before. If you'll recall, the term comprehensive sex education is code for sex education beginning in kindergarten. Judging from the title, the senator wants to go beyond human sexuality and mandate sexual orientation and gender identity instruction as well. And if that's not offensive enough, he also has LC 604 to establish a so-called Menstrual Equality Act. We don't have the exact language for this bill either, but logic would dictate that it has something to do with the idea that men can get pregnant. Who would have ever thought 20 years ago that our nation could go so far off the rails? Of the remaining 6 bad bills, the worst by far is LC 3728, which would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. This is a familiar bill that we've managed to hold at bay for nearly 2 decades. It would insert sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes in Montana human rights law, and it's the exact same policy that has led to the persecution of Christian cake bakers, florists, and wedding planners in other states. If religious liberty is to survive, this can never be allowed to become law. Of the remaining bad bills, 2 would place church-run adolescent treatment facilities under state control. We've stopped this from passing for the past 12 years and will do everything in our power to stop it again. And finally, LC 4128 would ban so-called conversion therapy, meaning that pastors, priests, and counselors would not be able to provide counseling to people fighting unwanted same-sex attraction. As we look at these bills, it's worth asking ourselves, what would Montana look like if all of these bills were to pass? The fact that they won't stands as testimony to the truth that elections do have consequences, and we thank God every day for those conservatives who run for office and stand in the gap. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.